Let's catch up with Darren Fuzzard, the CEO of Mount Alexander Shire. Darren, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo.
You'd be a happy little Vegemite, as we both are. I mean, obviously the Blue Baggers had a win on the weekend, and the Blue and Whites had a win on the weekend as well.
Yes, Robbo, but I don't think it was the Cats, was it? I think they lost.
No, it's the mighty Spurs. I mean, AFL, don't really follow that. But, yeah, Spurs had a good win, 3-1. Yeah, fantastic.
Yes, it's a cherished moment this week, Rob, I've got to say. I can't remember the last time Carlton was above Geelong on the ladder, so I'll take that.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. All righty.
Hey, can I say, Robbo, I think Lee had the right number, not yourself, Lee from Lockwood. My birthday's the 27th of February as well, so I think you need to recheck the wheel and give Lee the $100 voucher.
Yeah, okay, no correspondence entered into, mate. So. All right, let's get down to road safety because it is very, very important, as we were talking before, to Acting Inspector Brian Hanson from Bendigo Police. So you can have your say on road safety during the school run. Tell us what's happening there.
Yeah, thanks, Robbo. This one, as you say, really important everywhere, road safety, but no more so than around the schools. So we've received some money from the TAC to do some work on looking into the road safety around three of our schools. So we're inviting Shire residents, students and parents of children at those three schools to take part in the survey about what's going on during the school run for them. So we're looking at Castlemaine Primary School, Castlemaine North Primary School, Castlemaine North Primary School and Winters Flat Primary School. And some of the things we're looking for feedback on, Robbo, are what's the car parking like in the school precinct? What are the pick-up and drop-off zones working like? What are the walking and cycling habits that are happening? And how are the school crossing points going? And just generally, a bit of insight to the driver behaviour around those three primary schools. So we're asking for people to give us some feedback by our engagement website, which is the Shape Mount Alexander website. And we'd really love to hear people's thoughts by the 27th of May on that one, Robbo, so we can start looking into are there some things that we could and should do along with the schools to make sure that those are safe areas for our young people.
One of the great things I think about local government over the past decades is the way that it's more than, you know, collecting bins and making sure the roads are clean, but it's getting involved in things like improving mental health in the workplace, and you've got something coming up there too.
We have, Rob, and this is yet another one of our business workshops that you and I talk about a lot, or have talked about a lot over the years, and this one is specifically, as you say, related to mental health for people in the workplace. Being facilitated by a local company, MindFit at Work, who we've also talked about before, focuses on helping people to be healthier, happier and more efficient as well at work. So there's 3 one-hour workshops that are being offered, and they'll really address mental health and exhaustion in the workplace and what techniques people could use to better look after themselves. So the first workshop, just quickly, is about compassion fatigue. The second one is about managing burnout. And the third one is called Hack Your Performance, and that focuses on creating a schedule that helps people recognise their most productive working hours and also tips for managing their time more effectively. But there's lots in each of them. We've had our staff do some of these over COVID, Robbo. Actually, they were fantastic. Got really great feedback. So they're all in one morning on Tuesday the 31st of May, starting at 9:30 a.m. going through to 1:30 p.m. They'll be held at the Castlemaine Good Shed, and it's just $20, Robbo, and that includes all 3 sessions, plus there'll be a bit of food there as well. So people wanting to get involved in those, thoroughly recommend them. You can go to our mountalexander.vic.gov.au website and have a look under the business resources section for those.
Okay.
And book in.
And finally, don't forget, Mum's Day, Sunday.
Yes, Robbo. This one is really for everyone in the listening area in a way, because we really encourage people to ever think about coming to Mount Alexander Shire to celebrate with your mum for a bit of a weekend road trip. There's obviously great picnic areas around the Castlemaine Botanical Gardens, lots of bushwalking on plenty of amazing tracks, and then there's a fantastic shops around the Shire as well, which just have some amazing things in them. So beautiful time of year for us, like it is in lots of places, but absolutely beautiful around town.
Yeah, it is.
Our towns at the moment, and really encourage everybody to drop down. And if you want to have a look on what's going on, don't forget the Malden Castlemaine, which is all one word, maldencastlemaine.com.au website, which has got visitor information centre information on it. And if that doesn't work out, Robbo, and people want to stay home, thoroughly recommend sitting in front of the telly as of about 4:40 p.m. on Sunday, where you can enjoy watching Carlton win another game.
Yes, well, hey, listen, have a, you know, it's fantastic wandering around there, but just be careful if you're coming out of the bazaar of the those bloody bollards, so you don't get a bollard in the bollocks like I did. Now, before you leave us, just a very quick one too. Still time to have your say on the 2022-23 draft budget.
Oh, thank you, Robert. Yes, there is. So the draft budget went out as of the last council meeting. It's out until... I don't have a date for that one. It's out until the 11th of May for people to make a submission on that one, Robbo, and they can do that again by the Shape Mount Alexander website. Let us know what you think of what's been included in the draft budget, good, bad or indifferent, and also if there's still time to suggest further ideas that the council can then consider as part of adopting the budget on the Tuesday, the 21st of June meeting.
All righty. All right, Darren. Well, listen, good luck. Have a great week. Thanks for that, and we'll chat to you. I'll be out your neck of the woods on Friday, actually, going to see the great Ross Wilson at the Theatre Royal, ex-Daddy Cool and Mondo Rock. Really looking forward to that.
Yeah, I bet, Robbo. They're doing fantastically well, Theatre Royal, with some of the bands that they've been getting in, especially lately again. So, yeah, everyone should keep an eye out for what's going on with live bands around our shire. There's some big names coming.
I mean, I'm a bit young, really, for Daddy Cool, but my parents told me about it, so...
Yeah. Listeners should know that Robbo was singing some Daddy Cool songs to me in the warm-up session before this interview.
Right. Oh, gee, is that the time? All right, Darren, have a great day, mate. See you later. Darren Fuzzard, Mount Alexander Shire, on the Wake Up Call, Gold Centre, Victoria, 9 to 8. Cheeky beggar he is, isn't he?